Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always so happy to have you with me. Thinking that there are people out there studying the Word with me is just such a joy. And as we study God's Word together, we want to go to Him in prayer and ask Him to bless our time so that we'll be able to benefit from His Spirit empowering us to know what He wants us to know today. So pray with me if you will, please. Heavenly Father, it's such a joy to study your word, and we've learned so much thus far in this book of Galatians about your abundant grace, about the works of the flesh versus the works of the Spirit and or the fruit of the Spirit. And Lord, you want us to have these things in our lives, and we're just so grateful today to you for sharing these things with us. We ask by your Holy Spirit you would guide us into all truth. Oh Lord, open our hearts and our minds and our eyes and our ears to receive from your Spirit today. And Lord, I pray that you will empower us with your Spirit to be able to live in these ways so that it would be pleasing to you. We bless you today and we thank you for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Restoring One Another. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1. Although there are chapters and verses in the Bible, they were not in the original manuscripts. They are there for our easy referencing of verses and aid us in finding the thoughts and ideas that are presented. In the 26th verse of chapter 5, Paul the Apostle said, "Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." And he continues his thought about the Galatian behavior toward one another in chapter 6 and verse 1 of the book of Galatians, where he wrote, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." Let us know first the fondness that Paul has toward these church members. He addresses them as brethren. After all the straying from the truth, after all the controversy, after all the disputing with them over the false teaching of the Judaizers, Paul still calls them brethren. This in itself should demonstrate for us how we are to be with others if they get away from the truth at times. Paul continues, "If a brother be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such an one." Paul knows there is a potential for anyone to be overtaken in a fault, which means someone might succumb to temptation by surprise. This does not denote a willful and deliberate transgression, but rather a failing and a falling back into a former sin. When this occurs, Paul says, "You which are spiritual," which does not necessarily mean a minister, but rather those who are attuned to spiritual things, such as the fruit of the Spirit, "restore such an one." The word "restore" means to reset like a bone that is out of place. When someone falls, we are to employ the fruit of the Spirit and lovingly restore them so they may function again. Paul continues his exhortation with the manner and reason we are to restore those who are overtaken in a fault. He said, "In the spirit of meekness." The manner in which someone is restored is also very important. The Galatians and we might be tempted to restore someone in anger and disgust when they fall. However, if we employ the fruit of the Spirit, we not only will restore them, but we will also do so in meekness, which is strength under control. Although we may be able to destroy them for their fault, we do not do so because of Paul's next words, "considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." In other words, the next time, it might be us who falls. We should think, "What if I had failed? How would I want to be treated?" before we bring down judgment harshly upon another person. Paul knew we are all subject to falling into temptations. So when this occurs, we should reset one another that we might be able to function once again. What is our reaction when we hear or see a fellow believer in Jesus fall? Do we boast in our own confidence and behavior? Do we condemn them for their failing, or do we attempt to restore them? Perhaps our meditation today should be surrounded by what ifs. concerning those whom we deem brethren or sisters in the Lord should they fall. How would we be? What would we say? And how would we respond to them should their fault come our way? May the Lord bless us with the fruit of His Spirit, that we might be spiritual enough to restore them once again. Next time we will see what Paul says about bearing one another's burdens. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.